This week, the universe lost one of its greatest minds. Stephen Hawking, the renowned British physicist, helped explain the behavior of black holes and demystify the cosmos for all of us. In 2012, Hawking came to Seattle to speak at the Pacific Science Center. Amy Collins is with the Science Center, and she remembers showing Hawking around when a woman came up to them, obviously starstruck.
The woman got tears in her eyes, and she said, "I feel like I am in the presence of greatness, alive and dead." And she was very emotional. And the nurse said, "Do you want to meet him?" And I thought the woman was going to expire right there. But it was like my experience. I guarantee she remembers that as one of the highlights of her life and career.
Dr. Erica Harnett is also a great admirer of Hawking's work. She's a professor with the University of Washington's Department of Earth and Space Sciences.
He was able to take these very complex concepts and communicate them in a manner where you did not have to have extensive training in the field to understand them. I mean, I have a PhD in physics, but some of the concepts he talks about, when you really start to get into them, even for me, they can make my head spin a bit. And I think was really one of his strong legacies is that ability.
Cosmologist, writer, and science icon Stephen Hawking died at his home in England this week at the age of 76.
"When we see the Earth from space, we see ourselves as a whole. We see the unity and not the divisions. One planet, one human race. We are not the same, but we are one. We are here together, and we need to live together with tolerance and respect."
I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.